Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is September 18th, 2016, and this is the second of a three-hour live program on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And today, set the table in the first hour for other aspects of what we call You Can Handle the Truth. And I'm putting forth If You Can. We have Jeff from Idaho. And I'm putting Jeff on very quickly because we have a lot of ground to cover. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Dr. Parker. I'll be real quick. Any luck with your email? Did you see anything from last night, 7 o'clock?
Jeff, I set the table in the first hour of my real scenario.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but there has been no
That's okay. No, that's okay. This is about AM and 107, okay? When you get to it, it's real important. When I brought my mom home, she was on 750 milligrams of Levaquin, and they were going to use it for the 6 months that she was going to be alive.
That was for your mother.
Yeah. I'm just telling you this is what I found out after 2 days. The dose of 750 milligrams kills parasites that are sucking on the insulin islets. And after 2 hours, you get sent into diabetic coma, okay? She was at 29 on the second day of using that stuff, and I had to basically take it away from her. So this is essentially what might have been happening on 9/11.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You would never let a patient come under that. And I did not know that because you gave me the protocols that were going on at the time, but we, you know.
Right. This is just one of the things. I was never, ever going to mention it, but this is like what could have potentially been going on because if it's a 24-hour dose, basically they affect vitamins. The B12 is missing. This is some of the tie-ins with the Arcana Globus Fundilis that we talked about last year, okay, from March 22nd. Okay, so the things I'm trying to tie together that are in this information is CML, okay, from too many airplane flights after the Fukushima went off with the radioactivity flying through the air, okay, then or CGL, and with cadmium contamination, and too much parasitic malonic acid generation with increased LDH, and neoplasms creating the CML on what we discussed on July 24th with the Christomas.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, all right. So I was looking up rapamycin about reducing the IL-2 and the ARAM-135s and the GDF-11s last night. So I was kind of doing similar things what you were talking about with your first hour. But if you get a chance, Jerome Corsi basically 3 days ago connected the Mark Johnson and Stuart Scott. They were arrested this summer for the Global Foreign Exchange on cash trading for the for HSBC. And then Comey was brought in July 2013 when the Pope document got created. Then Lynch was brought in with the March 2015 bankruptcy that's documented by Anna. And John Cruz was interviewed on February 12, 2015 at the Senate Judiciary meeting, and it had something to do with what Christine Lagarde is going through with her little indictment right now.
Yeah.
The Panama Papers are tied together, and the William Jefferson Clinton WJC pipeline for this high-speed credit extraction, like they were using with the global crossing networks,
mm-hmm.
For the global collapse of the U.S. So
yeah.
What I'm trying
yeah.
to do is, when you get a chance, if you'll look at that for me, all the things you did last week that were significant medically during the week and
yes.
meetings at the hotel are tied
yeah.
in with that, which need to occur this week. It's no rush, but it's of great importance.
I don't procrastinate. It's just that I have to.
I know you don't. I'm just saying, I just wanted to make you aware that it is important. And it deals with AMN 107, and it's a tie-in that is important for all my old workers used to be near Marysville in Ohio, and they've got one last Reif holographic microscope stored there that's a national treasure. So if you can work on that, I'd appreciate it. And that's all I got for you.
BB,
yeah.
Thank you. Before you go, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I had a. I interviewed Corsi on his book about Obama's birth.
Right.
That was some time ago. I did that interview
mm-hmm.
3.5 years ago, approximately.
Right.
And I was supposed to have Corsi on. To interview him for the past 6 months. But, because of his life was threatened when he went to Africa.
Right.
And he changed his motif, and so he only talks on syndicated shows.
Right.
But even then, it's guarded.
Right.
But I'll have Corsi on. I talked with Trump. That's another story. I'm going to put all that onto the disc and bring it in the show, but I have a 3-hour program, so I would take it on, hour and a half of just Trump. But by that time, things are going to change, so I'm still going to put it on. But one of the questions I have for you is something. When I interviewed Corsi on the origin of Obama's birth, it was known in the Uncle Sam community that what came out of Hawaii on the birth certificate, on the short version, was a Photoshop fake. I mean, they even use it as an example at the CIA as an example of what you look for,
Right.
And the thing is that where we are on this is that in Corsi's book, there are photographs of two notary public papers. Both of them have been made out by Nancy Pelosi. And this was before they're going into the Democratic Convention with the notary publics. On one notary public, it says Obama is a citizen. On
right.
the other notary public, it says he's not a citizen.
Right.
And signed by the same notary public, which is against the law, by the way. You know,
right.
you can't have a notary public put on a counter offense. It's against the federal law of
right.
every state.
Right.
That's
right.
a fact. And I think, but it's Nancy Pelosi, the same human being that said you have to read Obamacare before you know what's in it. And you'll find out what's in it, or you can vote for Hillary and have a full press conference. She only said that in the past 2 weeks. Now, where I'm coming from, if you saw that, two notary publics, real, they're photographed in the book, okay, what would you think about that?
Well, here's a scenario.
Question.
I know. But obviously there's a problem with the legal system, the way they're going. But Bruce Ray Riggs documents in 2009 where... Obama used 28 different Social Security numbers to get his grants going through college with different names. So the whole thing comes down to is the system is so corrupt now that even if you're to try and basically do a retroactive impeachment for all the things that are illegal, it wouldn't even fix the system right now. So we just have to go with what we know, the neurological conditions and the narcocracy corruption that's going on since Iran-Contra and essentially the body bags from the Vietnam War, with NOA and all the Peter Dale Scott oil drugs, right, and warfare.
Yeah, I know
right.
where you're going. Where,
yeah.
where the thing is that what I just read before the end of the first hour, is right. That's very true. That's what Obama wants, is on the Supreme Court. And
yeah, there's three there. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he wants, and he's always politicked for that.
Yeah, he's telegraphing right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama always... might be the UN. She might. Michelle might go to the UN head then. That'll save everything.
Well, that's going to be in an hour from now. Because he's at the UN as we speak.
And well, I didn't know what part of the shell game, but we talked about this February 14th. So
yeah, yeah. Well, you see, the thing is that there's a bigger issue that is now emerging, which is not a surprise to many of us. What we've been doing, in my opinion, is dancing around the head of a pin, because what's happening is dictatorship of the world.
Right.
And that's what they're after, is the world. They're going
right.
That's no joke, you know. And it's like you take away, give the internet away in approximately 18 more days.
Right.
They're going to give it to China, and it's going to be part of the global structure. But what they're going to give away is what Hillary set up in China when she went to China for the $10 trillion deal. So
right.
In other words, we have the United States for sale.
Right.
So and that's the issue is going on.
Right.
But and tied into that, of course, is the what should we really call it, you know, death panel, which is the golden coin. So if no one does anything within Congress at that time, two-thirds on the House side, two-thirds on the Senate side, which hasn't happened in the United States really, repeal the death penalty. You can talk about changing Obamacare, but no one talks about, if you don't do it by February 1st on the death penalty, February 1st, 2017, then it's solid, see? You can't.
Here's the thing, though, Dr. Parker, is Ban Ki-moon this week basically said his greatest achievement was getting through the climate change document. He didn't realize that you added a poison pill in this the Hunt for Red November on November 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not reading the fine print on the depopulation lobby problems.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the thing is, the Watson computer, I have a picture of it in front of me. And, of course, on Watson, it's called Power 7 on the computers, which controls the world's healthcare records on just about everyone on the planet. And of course, that's why they're accentuating the technology for the DNA on infants. On the side of the, this is a confidential photograph. It's called, of course, it's Power 7, where you can have 1 in 5 people designated to die by algorithms, which was part of the patent law change.
Right.
And on the side, on one side, there are 5 Power 7s. This controls them. They've added... They're going to add that other one more Power 7 to be called 666.
Well, but of course, yeah. Sounds like my
think
jury
about
number.
That. Yeah, just
sounds
think
like
about
my jury
that.
Number. I'm one off, right?
Oh, you're one off. You're jury duty. But just
hey,
this is all these things that we're going in, and by. It just happens, of course, everybody's going to get pretty paranoid about that. But 666 was long ago, dedicated in soothsayers and Bible and prognosticators and futures hundreds of years ago. And but what's real scary on top of that, the 666 doesn't mean what it says from the Bible and the rest of it. 666 is the algorithmic code of having all information on a drop of water that looks as the same as a drop of one DNA molecule.
Right. It adds new meaning to micro dot technology.
It sure as hell does. And I think that's where this is going. And guess who owns the patent, but they can't get it patented because I got a patent on patent special. I've got three of them in the patent office right now. The poor souls didn't realize that I had set up the DNA code for arginine to become ATATG and cytosine to be a different code. And the whole thing is that Microsoft is the one that feels that they own the code for the DNA. Think about that. So that turns out to be, on the side of 666, is the word Microsoft on an IBM computer. That's where we are this morning as we speak. So
Dr. Barker, it's like reverse theft of the Mazur patents that we talked about last year, okay?
Yeah.
It's bullcrap.
That's right, yeah. And this is the real world. See, this is the thing that people don't realize. They're speeding it up.
Right.
They're speeding it up. And they want to have this all coordinated with a presentation by Obama and the United Nations in a few hours.
I understand.
And they want to place this in. And this is why Obama came out and says, well, it's personally insulting if the black people don't vote for Hillary.
Dr. Barker, you look at that last email, and you can basically send it to Watson, and he can verify it for you.
Yeah.
He'll corroborate it for you. Okay?
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, I appreciate this, and I will catch up to you, of course. There's no question.
Yeah.
And
I think it'll make the hotel work from last week pale in comparison.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Okay,
I appreciate your time. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good show.
Good thing, Jeff. So we're talking real aspects of it. Now, Microsoft has offered me, because Warren Buffett, of course, gave Bill Gates the first installment of $5 billion some time ago. But actually, the Microsoft change of the human condition for being encoded on the medical record in terms of the Microsoft attempt on B666 in the Netherlands. I'm not going, you normally in business you don't tell people what you're going to get from it. You know, I have a lot of pads that I make a lot. I license them out in development of that, and I'll never mention the encumbrance from that. And because I abide by all tax rules, and so, but the thing is that where we are, I would say that the offer has been going up, but you know, people say, "Well, can't be that much." Yes, it can. I'll just put it this way. When I wrote chloramine causes health damage, I said that I had calculated out by mathematics and real world of the General Accounting Office to work, it was $16 trillion to repair the infrastructure. That was already the debt of the United States of America. For the DNA in the water molecule, $1 trillion. That helped the station out a little at a 4% to give to the station, wouldn't it? We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, which is really, in the real world, the X-File of reality. And for those of you that have been with me on RBN when it first started, we've had five major national breakthroughs, 17 committees in 20 states on the chloramine being added to the drinking water. We've changed five laws in the United States from our modest program here on RBN. I can hear the background wheels of people saying, oh, that can't be. Our accurate recorder only kills 500 people, something like that. Well, you see, that's the power of the people, and that's the fact, you see. The people need to vote from whatever, and I'm not seeing like Cruz did at the Republican Party, who shafted the Republican Party. Vote your conscience. If you voted your conscience and wanted socialism, then Cupcake, you need to look at something different. And I'll tell you about it before this show is over. One of the things that we've done, the first time in the history of the United States, Congress has ever voted for money for a military action of drinking water contamination. I'm the one that exposed on the national stage chloramine caused health damage and all the chemistry of it, analyzed over 950 medical peer reviews because I'm licensed in it. not some BS host who comes around and thinks they know what the hell they're doing. They know nothing. Nothing. The lawyers, people are the thing. Trump is right. Cuban is not smart enough to be able to understand what the hell is going on. I don't care how much money he has. I met Paul Newman one time in the movie business, and I'm going to tell you one thing. Paul Newman taught me a lot. He wasn't interested in race cars at that time, but he's going in because he was always away, and his wife was giving him hell. She was a wonderful woman. He was already making money. I was just starting my medical remote mobile clinics, which was a big advancement at that time. And there's a scene in one of the movies that Paul Newman's talking about where he's playing the jukebox. And that was the jukebox that Paul Newman and I were talking over. You know, the cameras weren't shooting, but that's where it was. And he was interested in medicine. He actually really wanted to be a medical person. We hit it off great. Lasted a long time. Went back to Connecticut when I was in the public eye. Went to their home. That's where I fell in love with the East Coast. But I was on missions. Camp Lejeune, the North Carolina, they had contaminated water in the terms of the amines and the other processes of sterilants to cause abortions in females. You're being asked, and of course the Congress has awarded $2.5 million on each session of each quarter to take care of the generations after that who became genetically changed. Camp Lejeune is asking you to record yourself, if you've been affected by that at Camp Lejeune, into a register. You can visit the Marines Military Clearwater or call toll-free at 877-261-9782, Monday through Friday. Or you can call at 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you are involved in the Camp Lejeune historic drinking water abortion systems and other kinds of adverse health effects, you're to call them and put yourself into the register so that you can have health care for the rest of your life for chloramine added as a carcinogenic and sterilant in your drinking water. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
And just realized how much we got to cover. And wow, I set the stage. Yeah, I took some time on that. I got Wes from Idaho. I want to make sure I get Wes from Idaho in. Hello, Wes.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker, do you hold the patent on the MMR vaccination? Hello?
I think that's held by two companies.
Have you seen that movie Vaxxed yet?
I've heard about it.
What do you think of it? What's your...
I haven't done a review on it, Wes. I've just heard about it because I haven't had time to work on a script, because they're working on against vaccines, and you know they're most of those films never tell you. From what I've heard from the movie people, you know, the fact of it is that a lot of people don't realize that how vaccines work, is really not understood. And that's where the research has been for some time, particularly for lymphoid diseases and tissue equivalents. Vaccines are a very dangerous game because you don't know totally. You can, and of course, I remember you from some time ago. you were very assertive about vaccines and thought the, you know, and called all of us devils who were trying to save lives when we were trying to have vaccines for various human immune responses. But the MMIM system has various experimental studies of how vaccines are trying to work. And the real problem with the vaccines that are going on now is the legislations that are going on in states and cities, which is really being backed by the Obama administration. This came under Obamacare. I talked about this several years ago on the organization diagram of Obamacare. And they had this black line still in there in that organization chart. In fact, some of my listeners have received copies of Obamacare. It's 199 agencies at that time. And this black line goes right to the president's office. He keeps his, in his golf, when he plays golf, he has his golf card. Then he has his other card of the people that he has can kill by drones. And then he has a third card, which has to do with the vaccine program. So there's a lot to this. To have regulation to force parents to be vaccinated at the same time when they have children in their care facilities, and I find this highly objectionable. And you know what's really wrong, Wes, is people like, you can go around and get pissed off about it and say, well, yeah, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah, we know what we're talking about because people are researching about it to try to figure it out. But I ask you a question. I remember you. Yeah. This is about a year and a half old question. What do you think is going to be the best way to handle disease if we don't have vaccines? That's not a trick question. It happens to be talked about on every bioethical conference in the United States. It's a legitimate question.
You're asking me?
Absolutely. You're the guy that's complaining about it. You're the guy that's complaining about it, and you don't take in consideration the ethical and scientific work that's trying to figure out how vaccines work. I mean, you leave that out of your question. You have a history of asking questions like that, and the whole thing is, and it's a good question, and thank God you asked them. But there's no functional assay. You see,
would you allow me a moment to explain them? Louis Pasteur's disease, our idea of that germs cause disease are wrong, but the body, a creator, a great creator, a God created our bodies with a perfect immune system. If we just follow the guidelines and keep our immune system up, sugar is very bad. Carbohydrates are very bad. We need to learn how to keep our immune system up, and it will take care of disease. But this idea that we can drink all night and eat pizza and take a pill the next morning, that is very harmful. The idea that man can improve upon God is very wrong. I have 35 books, Mr. Parker, on the subject of vaccinations.
That's Dr. Parker to you. You always insult me every time you call. It's Dr. Parker. And let me tell you something about the God business. Yes, God put it into it, if you want to believe in terms of that. There's a lot of truth to that. But you know what? I'll put it to you this way. Have you ever heard of a cosmic clock in metaphysics? Yeah, God created the things, but you see, and we do have immune systems, but what about genetics? What about epigenetics? In the terms of the transfer of the gene structure from one generation to another. Now, that's legitimate, Wes. And the thing comes down to the fact, wouldn't it be wonderful if the immune system as it stands is very efficient? Yes, but it has genetic codes. The people out here are trying to kill us, Wes. I want you to see the. I want to see the other side of the coin. You know what I mean? They're really trying that. You have the science and technology czar, for God's sakes, who spends 10% of his time figuring out the process by which we can be depopulated as a congressional act by using the climate or the proteins or the sterlins in the drinking water. I've been in front of the White House twice. I've been on the UN floor since I've been on RBN. I've done the process of thing, and they know it. They know it. And you know what they say to me? They say, you know, too bad. People are going to die. We got too many people on the earth. And then you've got the snowflakes in college who say, well, because what you just said right there, what you just said to me is totally correct, yes, if you want to have the term. There's no deficiency in your statement. Sure, we have good immunology, but we don't have people who understand the immunology. They sell crap, you know, they sell supplements, they sell this. This is going to take care of you. This is going to work with it. Listen, we have contaminated water in the foods. You know what the food supply on the next war that Hillary Clinton herself put out 2012? I put it on this show, on the water wars. We have more contaminated food. It's now at 45% of everything we eat is contaminated with human feces and radiation. And the government passes more regulations and say, well, we're going to take care of that. We're going to vaccine for you. The first words out of my mouth when I'm in front and talking with the government connections in terms of this, I'm going to say, you know, I said, well, vaccines, I say to them, Wes, I say to them, vaccines are not going to cover up your crime. That's my sentence. It's the same thing in the Hillary Clinton Benghazi hearings, where she says, well, what difference does it make? This is a bunch of people walking around doing the whole thing. She's got in her email 600 and some requests for help. Well, guess what the public doesn't damn understand? Guess what the help was in terms of working and running Syrian arms to Syria so as to kill off Gaddafi and working the other way in Libya? It was vaccines. So what the hell did the companies do? Well, they figured, well, what we'll do is send vaccines that have mercury or have germanium in it or radioactive water, which we got out of the Lake Erie. And guess who had the contract to do that? It was a Chinese company, which Hillary Clinton made the deal in China to do that. I'll never forgive her for that. I'm on your side, Wes, but on a different thing. I don't think it's right for politicians to go around and try to regulate and control families legally when they don't understand how the functional assay of a biometric model of vaccines work. No one understands how adaptive immunity or local infection of tissues or even the process of what's called peripheral tissue equivalent is handled within the process of the vaccine itself. They don't. And the thing is, they don't understand the research of it in the terms, and that's why companies make a lot of things. They got, they do autoimmune diagnostics, and that's their research paradigm. This is why on every show, I always say what companies are the cornerstone of what my program is for that day. And out of maybe 5 to 6 on the stock market that are affecting this, is at least one of them has to do with the subject that you and I are talking about. And the thing is, in fact, I don't think that you're wrong at all. I just think that it would be wonderful if we could take Wes and immunity and God and put it in a capsule and have it work on without being contaminated by the environment and this baloney that's been put out by climate change people, you know, and saying, well, the climate's working on the whole process. And they forget that the genetic code for human beings are to eat different proteins, are to assimilate different ways to work. So the people that are saying we go vegan because we got too much methane for the climate change, they're hurting people's immune system. And in fact, two shows ago, I talked about on September 27th in New York, they're going to have a food seminar of all the top chefs so that they can do what you and I are talking about. Let's only have people eat what the government wants them to eat. And that's the food seminar. Lasts for 3 days. Got, you know, Flavin there, you know, for the food channel and everything. They invited me, but I said, no, this isn't everything. And also there's a movement, Wes, about having food as vaccine, put the vaccine in the food on the genetic code. I've reviewed a lot of those programs that are going on. There's one going on in Spain that'll cause you to have a lot of problems. It causes me to have a lot of problems. And they even got the Pope. They even got the Pope who says, well, it's okay if you eat these kind of foods that have vaccines in them. See? Yeah. Well, listen, Wes, I'm on your side. I've got a lot to cover here in terms of things. This is an important subject you and I are talking about, but I've got to go. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You call again. I'm not against you. I'm just saying it has to be a perspective. Yes, God, immune, that's wonderful, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you have cancer, and when you have people that are coming out here that need chemotherapy and other ways to work, people come to people like myself to give suggestions as to which way we can try to save them. And the thing, and you ask them, you can't ask cancer patients to look them in the eye. I have, and I can tell you right now, they want to be saved. They don't give a damn how many vaccines they have to take. They don't care how their blood supply has to be changed. They don't care. They want to live. And that's the world I live in. So I'm on your side, but I'm going to tell you, if you have a cause, Wes, you go to the lawyers. It's not the bankers, Wes. They make money on your death anyway. That's what Obamacare really is all about. But the whole thing comes down to the fact it's the people who pass laws, who work in the regulations to force people to vaccinate themselves by the government. And that's the direction Obama's going. He started this a long time ago. And I will never forget Kissinger, who paid the bill for him to get the Nobel Prize, but he hadn't done a damn thing on this earth. Not a damn thing. And the thing comes down, he got the Nobel Prize so he could do his bullshit around the world. And guess what the focus is? It's always been healthcare. It's always been vaccines. It's always been denominations of DP's population. And it's always been gentrification, placing people in lifestyles that they should not be in. And that's what your quest should be. Those lawyers are crooked. You know why they're crooked, Wes? They're not crooked from the base. They're just as greedy as everybody else to get their payments from the corporations. It's the ideology of it that's killing us. It's not the vaccine. It's the ideology that made that. That's where our problems are. And I know what the hell I'm talking about because I review real-world projects. And I can tell you, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. God bless you, man. But I got to go. And you call again. Before we had terms of a thing about socialists, to all the socialists out there, I recommend that you see a movie called Nita Chaka. It's a 1939 movie. It had Greta Garbo in it. I've always saved this note out, and I've had it for years, but I never talk about it because I never, you know, I wasn't on a radio or anything. But Nita Chaka is a romantic comedy, and what it talks about is the Russian Board of Trade in terms of trying to sell a 14-piece set of court jewels that had until the Russian Revolution of 1970, that belonged to that Russian guard, Duchess Swab. And it's a part of the billionaire class of the country. And it talks about income equality, actually uses those words, in 1939. And there's a character in it called Court Leon, and Court Leon meets Nikochika, who's been sent by the Russians to try to offset the auction for the jewels and take them back to Russia. And she could, and the words are, when Nikochika in the movie arrives in Paris by train, she's approached by a porter. My notes are pretty rough. They're even wet-stained from all these years. I never saw it in 1939, but I always kept this. Why do you carry other people's bags? And he said, well, that's his business. And she says, that's no business. That's social injustice. And that's where social injustice by the United Nations came from. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways and the X-File of Reality. Today is, of course, this is within the format of Obama's White House is kicking off what is called Welcoming Refugee Week. And Congress, you know, found out 2 days after it was informed that by the Obama administration that they're going to put a 30% increase of refugees in the United States. And I think in a couple hours that figure will be presented on the United Nations dais. And Obama wants to resettle. The figure they're giving to the public is 110,000 refugees. And they want them from Syria and Somalia. And what they're going to do is have the refugees come in. They're trying to beat the what Trump is presenting, and they're going to have them come in as students or people that are under other kinds of legal cards, and they'll be immediately qualified to receive federal food stamps. They'll be immediately qualified to have Medicaid. And they're going to gentrificize them, put them into wealthy neighborhoods by legal force. And I think Obama says, well, this is a way to be compassionate. Of course, that's a good if you're of a particular religion. It's like the New York people, with these terrible bombs. They don't mention the word terrorists. So you have, what you have here is that the Refugee Act of 1980 gives the authority of the program to the executive branch. And the Congress controls the funding for the program. But the number of these refugees that come from these countries where they're, illegal in this country is controlled by the president. You know, everybody talks about the fact that, their contribution, and Hillary says, well, you don't want your child to be taken away from the family. You don't know if their parents are going to be there. Well, that's a tug on the heartstring. But they're illegal. And all, you know why it's important to be legal, become an American citizen, and become a part of that, or the other way. If you went to another country, it'd be called an invasion. You'd be put in jail. That's what they did to a Marine in Mexico. That's just the point. They just did that. No, you know why? Because if you look at the process of the statistics and the demography of the medical record plus the food and water supply, that's available for resources. The elites want to change in terms of the DNA to reduce the world's population by John Holden's figures of 1.5 billion people. How many people do you think will be Americans left after that? That's the reality. We'll see you on the third live hour of Barker Pathways. Call in number 800-313-9443 and welcome aboard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.